Good to everybody, and welcome to the Motzei Shabbos Shiur for Parshas Vayigash. As you may be able to tell from the title, the Shiur this evening will be a little different than some of our usual Shiurim, in that it's not really a topic directly in Halacha, although even Hashkofa is a realm of Halacha. I entitled the Shiur, The Value of Providing Good Cheer, Humor, and Laughter. I'm not going to do a stand-up routine, so if anyone's expecting that, I'm sorry to disappoint you, although we'll try and share some humor, which I guess I won't be able to tell how it goes over, because on Zoom, you know, you can't gauge people's reaction properly. But I will begin with an incident recorded in this morning's landing in Parshas Vayigash. We know that after Yosef reveals his identity to his brothers, he sends them back to Eretz Canaan to get Yaakov and the family and bring them down. So the Pasuk says in the first source, Parak Mem, hey, so the brothers came back from Mitzrayim to Canaan, and so they informed the father Yaakov that Yosef is in fact still alive, and he now is a ruler in Egypt. Yaakov initially doesn't believe them, and so on. What it doesn't say is who exactly shared that information. They all come running in. Oh, guess what? Yosef's alive. I can remember Yaakov's an old man at this time and has been mourning Yosef's disappearance for so many years. So we don't really know. We don't really know from the psukim directly who actually was the one who formally told Yaakov that Yosef was still alive. A little later in the sedge, if you look in source 2, in Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. This is in the Perek that's listing off all of the names of the different family members that came down to Mitzrayim. The Parsha lists who came down to Mitzrayim, the Yaakov and the children and the grandchildren, even a couple of cases, great-grandchildren, but only mentions the male members of the family. It only mentions the men. The boys doesn't mention any of the girls except for Dina, who's Yaakov's daughter, is mentioned, and one other person here in Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Zayin, source 2, Vnei Asher Yimna V'Yishra V'Yishri Uvriya V'Serach Achosam. So the daughter of Asher, whose name was Serach, is mentioned in the Pasuk as one of the people going down to Mitzrayim. Other than Dina, Yaakov's own daughter, she's the only person from the next generations, only female, who's mentioned. So Targum Yonason says on that Pasuk, here in Vayigash, Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Yedzayin, 3, Targum Yonason fills in, it mentions the name, it says, Serach Achazon, the Idabris Karavakayama L'Ginusa L'Gan Eden. She has a special zchus. She was one of the people who entered Gan Eden alive. Eventually, she came into Gan Eden alive, without having died. Al Debisus L'Yakov the Yosef Kayum. She is the one who told Yaakov that Yosef was still alive. It was Serach, Bas Osher. Osher's daughter Serach was the one who actually doesn't say it in the Pasuk, but according to this tradition, Serach, Bas Osher was the one who told Yaakov that Yosef was still alive. And she lived a long, long time. It mentions a story, a place called Ovel, that she rescued the city. This is in the days of Sheva, the days of David HaMelech, Yoav, Sheva ben Bichri. Those who know the story. I didn't quote those psukim because Serach is not actually mentioned by name there. But it does say that there's a wise woman who saved the city and so on, and that was Serach Bas Osher. So she lived a long time. We know as well, before I get to that, you look in the Medrash Seichel Tov, one of the later collections of Midrashim in Source 4, here in our Parshan Vayigash, Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Chavav, Vayagidu Lo Chaser Yud. You look back in Source 1, the Pasuk Chavav spells the word Vayagidu without the Yud in the middle. Should usually spells it Vav Yud Gimel Yud Dalet Vav. Here Yud is missing. Chos Yud. This hints to us that the brothers themselves were not the ones who told Yaakov that Yosef was still alive, but rather Lemor Lomar Al Yedei Serach Bas Osher. It was Serach Bas Osher. Here's Serach spelled with a Samach. The Pesukim of the Sin. Fine. A little later in the Torah in Parshas Pinchas, and here's the Serach is alive when he come down to Mitzrayim. Right? In Parshas Pinchas, when the Torah presents a census of the Jewish people and all the Shvatim at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar before going to Eretz Yisrael. So again, Usher's daughter Serach is mentioned there. Pinchas, Perkavav, Pasuk, Memvav, Hashem, Bas, Usher, Sorach. It's changed to Sorach because it's the end of a Pasuk. Okay. And the Targum Yonasan there says again in Parshas Pinchas, in Source 6, Vishum, Biras, Usher, Serach, the Adbras, Bishisim, Ribon, Malachim. She was escorted by many, many Malachim, and she came into Gan Eden alive. Again, look at the end of the Source 6, Biglal, the Bisus, Yaakov, the Adkadon, Yosef, Kayim. She was the one who told that Yaakov, the Yosef, is still alive. And Rashi in the Chumash there in Parshas Pinchas, in Source 7, says that she's mentioned when the Jews are about to go into Eretz Yisrael, the end of Parshas Pinchas, in that sentence, because she was still alive. And she survived the whole Mitzrayim experience and all the 40 years in the Midbar. She's a very old lady. She lived a long, long time. That's what Rashi says. In the Sefer Pnei David, in Parshas Pinchas, he says a little more information that'll lead into our discussion this evening, right? And that pasuk in this is always based in the Penei Dov, and that pasuk in Parshas Pinchas for Shem Bas Osher Sarach, Efshir Lirmos Masher Amuzal the Sarach Sarach Nichnas Olagan Eden B'Chayim Bavur Shebishel Yaakov Inu Yosef Chay. Okay, and here's some Rashi Tevich I don't quite understand fully, but then it says she went in to Asher Shir Rocha Shashi Yosef Rav Chay. How did she tell it to Yosef? To Yaakov, how did she inform him? She made some kind of a song or in a cheerful way. Remember, Yaakov's an old man. They're going to come in and tell Yaakov, guess what? Yosef's still alive. He's going to faint. He's going to. So therefore, she told it to him in some kind of a song or a poem or something. So Shashir Rochsha, she Yosef Rav Chai. That's how the Chidoi, that's such a tradition. There's a Sefer Sifse Kohen on the Chumash, written by certain Rabbi Mordechai Kohen, early Akron, not to be confused with the Sifse Kohen, the Shach on Shulchan Aruch. Shabse Cohen, that's a different person. Same safer title, but a different person. So this Sifse Cohen safer says as follows in source number 9. Right, she's the one, and they said they don't want to tell Yaakov. The Yaakov told them, you know, told the brothers to go back to Mitzrayim. Back from Mitzrayim to Canaan, but they didn't do it. They didn't want to tell him to give him a heart attack, you know, over this, over this information. So therefore, they're not the ones who told him, but rather she told him. And Elohim, we're looking at the second line of 9. Elohim also bechokhma cheres she'omer l'tinokos she'omer Yosef chai. And he quotes a Pirkei de Beleza. We don't have it in the Pirkei de Beleza that I found anyway. And Sarach Bas Usher was the one who did it, and she did it in some sort of a cutesy type of way. She did a whole skit in which she somehow included the idea that Yosef was still alive, so it would be easily taken by Yaakov. It wouldn't shock his system, so to speak. And she got rewarded with a long life and Gan Eden and everything else. Okay,
I guess they weren't too worried about Kalisha and such minor issues.
Well, I guess not, but it was his granddaughter. But okay, anyway, I won't go into that problem right now. But in any event, what you see here is that, you know, she got a tremendous reward. I mean, she shared the information, but she did it in a way that was cheerful, to cheer him up, a lighter kind of way. She provided, as I said, Natal, good cheer. She provided the simcha to Yaakov, but she did it in an intelligent way, and for that got a great reward. And so the idea of cheering somebody up, of bringing somebody who maybe is dejected and depressed, bringing him happiness, seems to be a great value. We learned from the story of Sarach Bas Osher. The Rambam, in one of his medical works, as quoted in Source 10, was called Hanhagos Habrios La Rambam, Shar Sheni Os Yutes. The Rambam says, when you're mevaker chola, you go visit a sick person, L'saper l'cholim sipurim mesamchim. You cheer him up. You tell him a happy, good story. Tell him jokes. Cheer him up. Okay. Yarchivas nafshav eslibo. It makes his heart and his spirit better. U'lechadesh kiddushim sheyischo his doctor. Take his mind off of his suffering. V'yitzchak aleim v'chol chaber. Make laugh. Make jokes. Right? The Rambam. Not necessarily known as being a Barchan exactly. So the Rambam tells us here, you know, that when you visit a sick person, you try and cheer him up. You make the person feel good. You know, I remember an uncle of mine telling me that once when he was in the hospital, you know, and when the Rav would come visit him, after the visit was over, he felt he needed to visit the Rav because the Rav was come tell him all his problems and how he wasn't feeling well, and this was no good. He felt the wrong person was mivakeh chol, the wrong person. That's not what you're supposed to do. Going to the Rav, you cheer the person up, right? You try and bring people to visit the person. Someone's going to make him happy. Cheer him up. There's a fascinating Gemara in Tainus, Avchov Beis Amad Aleph, famous Gemara, source 11. Rabroka Chozah, that was his name, the Rashi on the next page, I'm sorry. Rabroka from the place of Chozah, Shraim Bei Chozah. So, Shavashchiach Beshukah de Bei Lefet. Okay, he would go to the marketplace in Bei Lefet, Rashi de Bei Lefet, the Marko, name a place. Okay, he would always go shopping in that marketplace. And Havashchiach Eliyahu Gabei. How do we understand this? He would often meet Eliyahu Navi there. I guess they had similar shopping habits or whatever. Somehow, I hope you understand what this means. But this Rabroka would somehow always meet up with Eliyahu Navi. So one day, Amalei, Ikabai, Shukabai, Amada also, he decided this Rabroka, Rabbi Broka decided to take advantage, ask Eliyahu Navi, is anybody here in the market today who is assured a spot in Olam Haba? You know, yes, this Eliyahu Navi. So Amalei, first he said no. And then he says, quoted, he talked about somebody else, but the part that's relevant to us, Gemara continues, asu hanach trei asi. Two people, some say trei achi, two brothers, okay, should be two brothers, whoever it was, came, okay, And Amar Lei, Eliyahu said to Rabbi Broka, Hanach Nami Bnei Alma Da'asinu. Guess what? Those two guys are also Bnei Olam Abba. He pointed those two guys, perhaps they were two brothers. So the Broka was curious, so what do these guys do? He went over, introduced himself, and he wanted to know, you know, what's their schus, what the Eliyahu said, they're going to get a chorba. They asked him, Amar Lei, my Udaichu, what is your occupation? What do you do? Amar Lei, in Shebeduchanan, we're comedians. We're jokers. That's what we tell jokes. And we cheer up. We make jokes to cheer up people who are depressed. And inami also kichazina betrayed. He say tigra b'adayin. If we see two people having a fight, having a machlokes, tarchinan v'avdina l'shlomo. We try to, you know, get them to make up and to you know to make peace between them. So that's what these guys, and that's you know, they said they have a share in Olam Haba because they cheer people up, and through jokes sometimes it will diffuse. People having an argument, you make light sometimes in the situation. You can diffuse the argument. And that's what they do. And that gives them this chelik and all. You can read the Rashi. The Marsha explains over there in Tainus Chos Beis Manav 13. Marsha says, Kichazinan, the Zachu Bela Alma, the Asik Ramin Parak, this is a quote from Warren Sanhedrin and Nigmar Din, Bishadam, it's Tar, Ashkin Omer is Kalim Eroshi. When a person's depressed, Kosh Baruch himself is upset. That's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin 14, Mem Vav and Aleph. Omer Abmer, Bishadam, it's Tar, Shkina, Malash Omer. Kalim Eroshi, Kalim Yisroi, so to speak. Oh, my head hurts, my arm hurts, right? When a person's depressed, the Shekhinah is also depressed. As Rashi says in 15, She'odah mitztar, she'puranos ba'alov bavono, because Baruch Hu sometimes to punish a person, but he's suffering and the person's depressed because of bad things that are happening, because Baruch Hu, so to speak, says like a person who's exhausted and tired, you know, his head hurts and his arm hurts and this bothers him, that bothers him, so to speak, because Baruch Hu feels that way as well. Right, and from here you see that the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't really want a person to be depressed and dejected all the time. I quoted from some Svarim, the Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef. That's by Yaakov Yosef of Polonais, who was one of the primary disciples of the Baal Shem Tov. Right, together with the Maggid of Mezerich, he was one of the great disciples of Baal Shem Tov. And Parshas Tetzaveh, he writes in 16, the Shemati B'Shemor heard from my master, my teacher, the Baal Shem Tov, on this Gemara. He said, you know, what was their goal? It was to bring people together and also to bring people to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he says, look at the second last line. You can read the whole thing, but I'm just now. Zulas mishohalo tsar chasasham lo yochel le'achid yichud l'ischabrimo. You can't connect to our Kodesh Baruch Hu if you're in tsar. And therefore, that's why these people tried, these two men in the Gemara Tanis tried to cheer people up and so to get them happy, so they could cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in a Hasidic work. Okay, but in other non-Hasidic works also, the Yaris Dvash, that's to be honest, in Eibeshitz, okay, in Source 17, Chelik Aleph, Drush Dalad. He's asking, what kind of funny question was this to begin with that Rabbi Broka asked Eliyahu HaNavi? Is there anybody here who's going to be a Ben Olam Abba? What do you mean? You know, earning Olam Abba, as he said, says the Ben Olam Abba, is a lifelong occupation. And you can lose it in a flash also, right? He's asking right now, what do you mean? How, you know, just because they tell jokes and so on, who knows? And later on, something else will happen. Very strange. So he says in 17, the second paragraph, well, in him, he says, you know, in this world, there's no such thing as having pure pleasure. Right, in this world, there's no such thing as having pure pleasure most of the time. And he gives examples. I didn't print them. You know, you eat a delicious dinner, but then sometimes you have an upset stomach afterwards, right? Or you ate too much of it, right? You enjoyed it while you had it. Or other things that happen in this world. Okay, but Olam Haba, he says, Olam Haba, you're going to have pleasure without any sadness, without any restraints, and so on. And also, there won't be machlokas in Olam Haba, there'll be shalom. Here, people don't get along, you have an argument, and so on, but in Olam Haba, everything will get along. So that's what Rabbi Broka asked Eliyahu. Is anybody here who tastes Olam Haba in this world? That's what he was asking. Not, can you earn Olam Haba? How can you ask that question? You know, the person's not ready to die yet. So he means, no, it means, is anybody in this world, said in this marketplace, who has Olam Haba in this world? And he said, yes, these guys, okay, these people. Because what they do is, in here in this world, you know, they try and achieve what's in the next world, namely making everybody happy, not to worry about their problems and their sadness, and also bringing peace between people. That's what he was looking for. And an earlier work of unknown authorship, really from probably the time of Rishonim, the Orchas Tzadikim in 18, Shara Simcha, he writes, Yesh Toelas B'Simcha, there's tremendous need for Simcha. When you see somebody sad, you try and cheer him up. These people arguing, you try and make shalom. Okay, and he says that's why the Orchas Tzadikim said, and we'll see the Gemara in a moment, okay, that it's the begin even a shir, sometimes with a joke or something which is lighter. Not stupidity, not simchas havolim, not, you know, empty, stupid things, but divrei hamitzvos, not the pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Yutes, pasuk Tes, I printed in 19, Pikud Hashem Yishor, Mesam Chelev, right? The words of Hashem are Mesam Chelev. Now, the Gemara that he was referring to is a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, I printed in source 22, that focuses on what seems to be one of many contradictory things in Megillas Koheles. The Gemara says that there was a thought to remove Koheles from the canon of Tanakh because there are certain things in it that are contradictory. And they work out the contradictions. Among the contradictions in 20, Koheles Perk Beis, Pasuk Beis, Blischok Omart Manolo, Simcha Mazo Oso, what good does it do, says Koheles, to be besimcha. That's what he says in there in Perek Beis. But in Tors 21, Koheles Perek Ches, Pasuk Tezvav, the Shibachti Aneyas HaSimcha, I praise Simcha, because there's nothing better than a person in this world to be besimcha and so on. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Laman or Beis, 22, says Yavastira, right? Which one says, he says Shibachti Aneyas HaSimcha, and the other one says, Simcha Mazo Oso, how could it be? How could it be both? So the Gemara says, 22, V'Shibachti Aneyas HaSimcha, Simcha Shal Mitzvah. The Gemara distinguishes Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Okay, that's Shibachti, that's praiseworthy. But the other type of Simcha, Simcha Ein Shal Mitzvah. Lamercha, She'ein Shechina Shor Elo Mitoch Atzot, the Shechina will not rest on a person who is sad or who's lazy, or and Lo Mitoch Schok, Schok here meaning, you know, just nonsense, Lo Mitoch Kalas Rosh, Lo Mitoch Sicha, Lo Mitoch Lamitela, Lo Mitoch Dvar, Simcha Shal Mitzvah. She'nemar, and he quotes a pasuk Malachim Beis, I printed in 24, Malachim Beis, Paragimel, Pasuk Tezvav. When Elisha Hanavi wanted to get the divine inspiration of Nevuah, so it says in 24, Malachim Beis, Paragimel, Pasuk Tezvav, Ata kuli menagin, v'haya kenagin ha-menagin v'tiyah lov yad Hashem. He asked somebody to play some music for him. It soothed his soul, so to speak. He needed to calm down and remove things. So he did it through music. That's how he did it. And Amar of Yehuda, on the third line back in 22, v'chein l'dvar halacha, also dvar halacha. Okay, sometimes you calm people down with the word of Simcha. That's how Rashi says, Simcha Shal Mitzvah 23, you look a few lines down, right? By Kulim and Again, by Elisha, Mitzvah Hila Hashos of Shechina. You gotta get the Shechina. So that's, to have the Shechina, you have to be happy. And also, Ledvar Halacha, Tzarch Livtoch, Milud Bichusa Bereisha. Get the people calm down, get the people in the mood, tell a joke at the beginning, tell something more lighter. And it says, Lechen Chalom Tov, you wanna have good dreams and so on. Then the Gemara says, 1 second. Really, when it comes to learning, you should be, you know, joking around a little bit. Omar of Gidl, Omar Rav, called Tamar Chacham, Shoshalim, Rabbo, Vain, Siv Soso, Notos, Mar, Tichvena, Shemar, Siv Soso, Shoshalim, Notos, Mar, Over, Pasuk, and Shirashir, and Parakeh, Pasuk, Dima, printed in 25, which is Gemara Darshans, to mean, Shoshanim doesn't hear me, it means roses that are dripping with more. More is myrrh, you know, the fragrance, M-Y-R-R-H. But the drasha is that Shoshanim means Shoshonim, those who are learning, like Vishinantam, right? Those who are learning, and more means like bitter, right? They should be, when you learn, you have to be the aim of a recess, you know, serious. Learning is a serious business. So how could it be? What do you mean? You should be happy and jokes and so on. Tomorrow gives one, it's a low kasha, hubba rabba, hubba talmud, the difference between the Rebbe and the Talmud. The Talmud's got to sit and sit there, but the Rebbe can be a little more humorous mode. But why you say, hubba, hubba rabba, low kasha, hubba kame de lifta chalavasa with the pasa. One is at the beginning, when you haven't started, when you're first beginning the shir, okay? When you're first beginning the talk. So then you should, then you can be cheerful and joke around. But once you start, I think that's what the people told me that Rav Soloveitchik used to say, you know, he understands the milsa b'dichusa at the beginning of the shiur, but not that the whole shiur should be a joke. That's why we don't go, right? You don't want the whole shiur to be a joke. You know, they have to temper it, okay? So, you know, that's a nice litvish to take on it. But anyway, but that's the Gemara says, really. The Gemara says the beginning, you can joke and you can, you know, but not, you know, not otherwise. Anyway, that's the Gemara over there. Now, it speaks about Simcha Shal Mitzvah. So what does it mean? And really, as we'll see in a moment, it can go in two ways. It can go that this, what is the Simcha exactly? Okay. In other words, you know, is the Simcha the goal or the Simcha itself is, you know, is to lead to the goal? Is the idea to be, so the truth is you could say, then we're talking about Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Okay, if you take a look at the Rashbam in Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, source 26, which the same Gemara is quoted over there, so it says Ki Hach Dekulim Menagin Shom Miskaven Shetishul of Shechina. No, the goal was to get to the mitzvah. The Simcha brought you. He's defining. You see what I'm saying? The Rashbam Simcha Shal Mitzvah is the Simcha to bring you to the mitzvah. Not that what you do. You know, it sounds like even something silly, which itself is not a mitzvah, the goal has to be to get you to the mitzvah. So like playing these musical instruments, whatever, got Elisha in the mood. So that, you know, you follow the That was the mitzvah. But the simcha. So there's really two ways to learn what the Gemara means by simcha shel mitzvah. Either the joking around or the simcha, that gufa has to be something which is serious. Or no, that can even be almost silly as long as it brings you to a mitzvah. See, you look in Tosas, in Brachas, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, with a similar Gemara also, Dibur Maaseh Rabbanan. He says, you know, when you daven, he said, he quotes this Gemara, right? We also don't daven. Other than coming from Simcha Shal Mitzvah, says Tosa at the end, the only reason we say Ashrei and Psukah the Zimmer before Shemana Esrei is to create a mood, so to speak. So that's the Simcha Shal Mitzvah, okay? The mitzvah, there, the Simcha itself is serious. That's how the Tosa Rosh also learns that Gemara in Brachas Lamed Aleph Med Aleph, Divrei Maaseh Rav Ashi, okay, 28 also, L'chach Nogu Lomar Psukah Dizmir Ashrei Kol Tefillah, K'dei Lamod Tefillah Mitoch Divrei Simcha Shel Mitzvah. See the words, Mitoch Divrei Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So it's the Simcha itself has to be a mitzvah. But that's not what the Rashbam seemed to say. If you look back in 26, Rashbam Psachim. So I'm saying maybe there's two different ways to learn it, okay? The Marsha on the Gemara in Shabbos, we started with in Laman Rebbeis in 29, the Gemara we had in 22, Zuz Simcha Mitzvah, the Ham Mikra, Lo Maisi, Ele Boi Simcha, Kmob Elisha. Okay, Elisha just did it with Simcha. Ushriya Shchina Gufei Hu Asim. I'm sorry, he just did it with something external, and it brought him to Simcha, because Shriya Shchina Gufei Hu Mitzvah. So the Marsha, I think, is telling us that the simple reading of the Gemara in Shabbos is that it what brings you to the mitzvah can be even plain simcha, not simcha, that the simcha is mitzvah oriented itself. The simcha can be even something lighter, so to speak. And then he goes on to say that Shoshanim, he thinks, should be read not Shoshonim, but Sosonim. Okay, you can read that Marsha later. Just on the general idea of being happy and so on. So the Rambam writes in 30 in the Mar Nevuchim, Chelek Beis, Perek Lamed Vav. The Rambam writes that if a person is depressed and so on, Payadati ki kol kol gufani yachlosh v'yila v'yafsid as you'll become weaker if you're not feeling cheerful and so on. It can weaken your spirits and so on. And he said, and that's why the Nevi'im could not get Nevu'ah when they were a state of mourning or anger. Okay, that took away the Atzus. And Yaakov Avinu, he says, and coming back to our parsha, didn't have Nevu'ah the whole time that he was in Avelus to Yosef. We don't find, this says my wife today at lunch, the whole time since Yosef disappeared, Kadosh Baruch was out of the picture. The whole narrative, from the beginning of Vayeshev, when Yosef's taken away, till now, till he comes down to Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch was absent from the entire story. And according to this, it's because Yaakov was not in the mood and he couldn't attain the relationship with Kadosh Baruch. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was angry, he got mixed up and so on. So that's, Rambam says that. The Meiri on that Sugi and Shabbos, Lamed Beis 31. The Meiri writes, Afal pi sheroy la'adam lamod nichna v'shar ruach. In general, a person should be humble and so on, but royal olaham and atzva b'simcha l'kayim mitzvosa, but you should be b'simcha. Okay, she'ain hashkina shor mitoch atzvus. Look in the second line of 31. She'itzavon mitamtemes halev. Being sad and being depressed and angry and annoyed all the time, you know, it messes up. It closes, stops up your heart, so to speak. It ruins your spirit and so on. B'sosim shvila ha'avona shafila ha'achona. Okay, these things prevent a person from being successful in the realm of mitzvahs, in the realm of Torah as well. The Maharal, I'm not going to quote the whole thing, but the Maharal in the Chiddush HaGadol, so that's Sugya and Shabbos on Daf Lamed, really Daf Lamed Beis, but the Chiddush on print on Lamed Aleph. You can read through it. He says some very fascinating things. He says, but what I wanted to stress in 32 at the beginning, with Shabbat Chaneh Simcha, the Maharal writes, Basher Kasher Adam B'Simcha Oz Nafsho B'Shlemus. Your soul, your spirit is only whole when you're B'Simcha. Okay, and you only can achieve success with a Kadosh Baruch Hu is when you're in a state of shlemus. Okay, and it's got to be spiritual shlemus as well. And in the second paragraph, he writes, "Ki malas asimcha ki ein ashkina shor pirush kein ashkina shor al dover choser." The shkina doesn't associate with something where it's something lacking. Rak al shalem, only that which is shalem. And therefore, l'ficha kasher nafsho ena b'simcha v'ubi chisaron ena shrein asharis, says the Maharal. If a person is sad and depressed and angry, his spirit, his soul is missing something, he's not going to be able to connect to a Kadosh Baruch. Again, that's the simple reading of the Maharal. It's learning from this Gemara. That's what she bachdin as a simcha.
With Yonah.
He says the same is true in Torah, huh?
With Yonah. What happened? Because I think Yonah was having some type of nebuah with Hashem. Yes, what's the situation with that?
Good question. It's a good question. Let me not deal with that right now. It's a true point, but that's an exception. The next maral b'chein l'dvar halacha she'ein l'torah shu elokis chibur rak el hashom alo elachoser. Torah, which is godly, also connects only to that which is shalem and not that which is choser and so on. That's why even in the realm of Torah, you're not successful if you're sad and depressed. And at the end, he discussed the difference in the Rebbe and the Talmud. The Rebbe already has the Torah, so the Talmud, the beginning, has to be very serious and so on. And again, he speaks at the end about the milsa b'dichusa. The Yaros, let's go back now to the end of that Gemara. With all this in mind, look at 22 now at the very end. The Gemara there in Shabbos, Laman Rebbe's ends, ki ha de Rabba. Rabba himself, one of the great Amoraim, Mekame de Pasuk Rabbanan Omar Milsa de Bichusa. When Rabba began a shir, he would begin it with a Milsa de Bichusa. He would tell a joke, he says to him a lighter, Ubadchi Rabbanan. Then Lesof Yosef Emaso Pasuk Shmaita. Then he got serious and he started telling over the shir. But the beginning, though, was in a spirit of just, you know, something lighter, something to put the Talmidim at ease and so on, to open up. And the Yaris Dvash, again, to be honest, and Abishat's Chelek Alav Jush Yud Gimel in 33. Again, Navi can't get Nevuah without being full besimcha. So you have all these sources, and not just Chassidic sources and so on. Okay, many, many different ideas of this. And just a couple more in classics form. The Mesilas Yisharim in 34 in Perek Yud Tes speaks about the Simcha, Hasimcha Hu Ikar Gadol Ba'avoda. It's a major thing. Ivdos Hashem Besimcha. He quotes various psukim. Okay, and again, you can read through the Mesilas Yisharim there, and he says this is true simcha. And a person wants to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's got to be in that frame of mind, and he can't be depressed. That's what he writes in Perek Yitzes. And again, in Perek Chaf Aleph 35, Mafside Hachasidus. What takes a person away? Chasidus here means just simply piety. He's not talking about chasidim per se. He talks about the righteousness and piety. What takes a person away from that is Hatirdos Hadaigus. Nervousness and worry and so on, because if your mind is so wrapped up in all your tzaras and your worries and your concern, you can't concentrate properly and you'll never reach the level of piety and so on. And if you have it, you're at risk losing it. So these are some important things about simcha. Now, getting back to Machlokas, it said that Rabbah told the Milsa Lichusa. So you look in the Tanya, right, the major Hasidic work from the Shlomo Zalman of Ladi, the founder of Lubavitch Hasidim, the Tanya, and Likutei Morim, Tanya Perek Zion. He says, if you do things that are themselves not mitzvah-oriented, but they bring you to a sense of completion and so on, and bring the mitzvah, then they're valuable. So he even writes, if someone eats, you know, fat meat and drinks wine and so on, and that brings him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and or is Mekayim Oneg Shabbos or Yontif, so that's something of value. And the second line, which relates to us, second line 36, V'cheina Omer Milsa de B'dichusa L'fakeach Daito U'L'Sameach Libo L'Hashem L'Taraso. If the Milsa de B'dichusa is designed, it can even be something not related to a mitzvah per se, says the Baal HaTanya. You want it to be something which opens your heart up and so on. That's good. That like Rav, he says, Rava, we had the Gersa Rava, whatever. Like he did for his Talmidim. He started a Milsa B'dichusa to cheer them up, to get them in a good mood, to get them in the right frame of mind to learn. Taking it a step further, I'm not evaluating anything. Rav Nachman of Breslov, who I rarely quote, but we have it here in 37. Rav Nachman of Breslov, Likutei Maran, okay, this is Tinyana, second volume, Torah, Os Mem Ches. He says we should follow this and so on. And he says, if you look at the end, second last line of 37, V'yismach atzmo b'chol ma sheyuchol. Get yourself to however you can. Afilu aydei milik d'shtusa. Even with nonsense. Okay, I don't know. I don't know some of people jumping up and down and dancing in the street saying, na na nachman uman, but whatever it is, this is, nachman abresav, also Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, lasos atzmo keshot, even you act foolish, and you do shtos tzchok and kvitzos rekudim, and this is where they get this from. Okay, you know, kedei lovel simchu dover gal ma'od. That's what he says. Okay, that's his line, right? I mean, it's a great inyan to be besimcha and so on, right? But in any event, not everyone goes that far. So I have to quote the Pnei Yoshua, you know, from a different world. Okay, the Pnei Yoshua, in his introduction to the Psicha, the Pnei Yoshua talks about the Gemara in Ksubis. His introduction to Ksubis, actually, it's in Anoshim, but he speaks about this Gemara in Shabbos, Taflamet, about Rava or Rabba. He has Rabba, like we have, telling Milsa B'dichusa. He says, Chas Shalom, you know, people make a mistake to think that he told silly jokes about nothing. Okay, that's not what we do. Okay, lo yitochen leforesh kain. He said mils v'chusa was something, you know, in Torah and learning, which was a little bit cheerful and so on. That's what he meant. Not nonsense. Not outside stuff. So again, it goes back to that machlokas before. And you can see it fits in. You know, that's a pair of shua holds. I mean, he was from a different world, right? I mean, you know, there's an old joke about why we read certain psukim in Megillas Eicha. I'm sorry, Megillas Esther in the Eicha Trup. There are a couple of times in Megillas Esther we read the truth of the Eicha Trup. So the joke is, why they do that? It is so that we can insert whoever you want here. But also, so the Litvaks can also be happy on Purim, right? I mean, you know, let them also enjoy Purim. So the joke is, so then why don't we read the whole Megillah Sest and Eicha Trup? Not too much happiness. We don't go too far. All right, but anyway, you can insert whichever group which we want, you know, and conclude. But the Pnei Yeshua obviously feels that the Simcha Shal Mitzvah and the Milsa B'Dichusa is Divrei Torah. Right, Divrei Torah, lighter Dvar Torah. He mentions Agadato, Medrash. That's what he holds. Okay, again, people should extrapolate to whatever world you're from. Okay, there's another interesting idea. Yes, okay. Like we could have inserted Yek is there also. In that, I don't want to offend anybody. We keep it in my family because my father-in-law Zichrono Lebracha was a big Talmud Chacham with a textbook Litvak. You know, and the joke was, you know, how do you tell the real Litvak that there's no difference really, or there's one difference between the Purim Suda and the Suda Mafsekas before Tisha B'Av, and that is the one's at the table and one's on the floor. Okay, but other than that, there's not much of a difference. And to a certain extent, I think that describes a certain people. But anyway, and you can make many jokes, regarding the Chassidim also. Okay, anyway, you go overboard, especially when I was some of the ethics. But there's one other interesting thing I want to say, and then we'll try and go through some things I think you'll find interesting in Gemaras. Rav Soloveitchik said that Rav Shechter writes this up in the Nefesh HaRav, the first volume of his information by Rav Soloveitchik, said there's a chapter called Halach to Bidrachov towards the beginning, and he brings this point. You know, there's a pasuk in Borchi Nafshi, Tilim Parakuf Dalet, that speaks about the Levyosam, right, this giant fish. So Parakuf Dalet in Tilim, pasuk Chavav, Shom Onis, it speaks about the oceans, right, and Zeh Yamuk the Godo, Levyosam Zeyotzarta Lesachik Bo. Because Baruch Hu created the Leviathan to play with, to have fun with. That's what I mean, the Lesachik Bo. It's Lesachik Bo. And the Radak there says, right, Hu Adag Agoro, that's a giant fish, and so on and so forth. We've never seen it, but we had, okay, there is such a thing somehow. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu kind of toys with it or plays with it. So there's a fascinating Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Av Gimel and Beis, 41. Gemara says, Homer of Yehuda Marav, Shtei Mesrei Shos Havayom. Every day, daylight is 12 hours, right? Roughly 12 hours. What does a Kadosh Baruch Hu do all day? Show us, shall we show us a Kadosh Baruch Yosef Osim Gatorah? First 3 hours, he sits and learns. Okay. However, we understand the message of this Gemara. Shnios Yosef Adonis Kolom Kulo. Then he judges the world. Okay. And Rashi says, and what we do, that's according to the opinion, the world is judged every day. Good. Okay. Then the next 3 hours, Kevin Sharosh and Chai Balom Clear, after he judged, he realized he better destroy the world. That's what they deserve. So then, Omed Mikise Adin, Yosha Kise Rachamim. Okay. And Shlishios Yosef Azon. Yosef Vizonis Kolam Kula. He provides, sustenance for the whole world. And then the last quarter of the day, look at this, the last line of 41 of Avodah Zarah, Gimel Beis, reveals Yosef Umesachik in Levyosan. Shenemar Levyosan Zay, Sartal Chasachu. He sits and plays with the Levyosan. Very unusual. What do you mean, plays with the Levyosan exactly? It's not clear. Okay. But apparently, Kodesh Baruch Hu also, quote unquote, entertains himself, as it were, entertains himself. So Soloveitchik said, what's this Gemara teaching us? It's obviously not talking literally because Baruch entertains himself, but it's teaching us a message. The Rav said, you know, we have a couple of famous Gemaras. One in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel Beis, based on the Pasuk, Zeh Keli Van Beil, right? Shmos Perk Tesva Pasuk Beis, Zeh Keli Van Beil. What does it mean? So we know about Hidim. It's where the same Gemara also quotes Abba Shaul 44, Van Beil have a domelo, okay? Can be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mahu Chanun Rachum Afatahe Rachum Chan. Right? Famous Gemara. Okay? Do what a Kodesh Baruch Hu does. We should be like him, as Rashi says. That's what Van Veyu means. The other hand, we have a Gemara in Sota, Daf Yudadam and Aleph. Quotes Psukim, the one in Parshas Re'e that says, Perik Yud Gimel of Dvarim Pasuk Hev, Achre Hashem Elokechem Telechu. Cleave and go after Kodesh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, the Pasuk of Eschanan, Perik Dal, Pasuk of Dal 47, says, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Ochla. Kodesh Baruch Hu like a fire. So Gemara asks in Sota, Yudadam and Aleph, you have Achre Hashem Elokechem Telechu. How can you do that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is like a fire? Right, Ella 48, second line, famous one. So to Lahalech Acher Midoso Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, follow Kadosh Baruch Hu's behavior. Mahu Mal Bisharumim, And the psukim afatal beisharumim. Kadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim afatal biker cholim. Kadosh Baruch Hu nicham avelim afatal nicham avelim. Kadosh Baruch Hu kavar meisim afatal kavar meisim. Again, similar to that gemara, the Rambam brings this halacha. Hilchos Deis parakalav halacha vav. We learn that we should be like, what do you call that in Latin? Imitatio Dei, right? To imitate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that we can, to do the kinds of things that he does. Okay, now, Seder of Salavetchik, that's what this gemara is telling us. That even a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not serious all the time. And that we're supposed to imitate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We also can't be only serious and only all the time. It's not good for a person, not healthy for a person to be so worried and to be so preoccupied mentally and so on all the time with never, you know, taking things easy. That the Rav said was this Gemara of Avodah Zarah is trying to communicate that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, also entertains himself, has some light moments, if you will. Not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really do that. We understand he doesn't really do that, but to teach us this lesson. That's what I've said, that it's not healthy and it's not good for a person to only be serious and aggravating, thinking all the time. You know, it's I remember Usher Weiss once, I think he said this here in Teaneck. He was talking about Simcha, and he said he remembers when he was a bocher, and he didn't say what yeshiva, okay, he didn't say who the Rosh Yeshiva was, but he once heard a Musa Shmuz from Rosh Yeshiva who was speaking about Simcha and Simcha Shal Mitzvah and Chedvah Sid the Shmaitzah and being happy and happy and happy, you know, everything about happy. And he remembers thinking to himself, as we said, he remembers thinking to himself, if this man is so happy, how come we never see him smile? He's always walking around the yeshiva, oh, da, 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 you know the types, right? He's talking all about simcha. He's never smiling, right? You have to smile sometimes. That's what the Rav said you learn from this Gemara. If you take a look in Source 50, the Sefer Ikrim, Maimer Beis, Perek Tes Zion, the Rabbi Yosef Albo, one of the great medieval philosophers, speaks about tzchok and laughter. And he said, sometimes you have to make fun of certain things. You belittle it. Okay. And sometimes, you know, you want to pick yourself up, you know, because you realize somebody did something foolish. You have to accept that it's foolish. Right. And when somebody isn't doing what he's supposed to do, so you look at it as something foolish. Right. Sometimes the jokes can help you relate to things better when you realize something is silly and you understand it is silly. On the other hand, sometimes chok can help you improve yourself. Sometimes it can diffuse tense situations and so on. Okay, so I just like to, it's interesting, I talked about Yekis before, saying Sham Shafar Hirsch, okay, makes the following comment. The Pusuk says, and here's the scene, 51, Parshas B'Shavuot, that's important, Rabbi Yosef Albo, by the way, talking about joking and laughter in general. But take a look at the Pusuk and B'Shalach, Tzukim, Perek, Yud, Dalet, Shmos, starting in Pusuk Tes. Vayir defu mitzayim achareim, right? The Paro changes his mind, he wants to catch the Jews. So he chases after them, right? So Paro's behind them. And they come to the ocean, and they're trapped in a place by Baal Tzifon. And Pasigur Faro Hikrivai Subane Sala say Nahem. The Jewish people start looking at, oh my God, the entire Egyptian army is behind them. By Yirmo, they're petrified. Right? So what would you expect would be the next Pasig Yud Aleph? What would you expect Bnei Yisrael to say? Right? Help! We're in trouble, we're being pursued, right? Our lives are in danger. It's a panic moment. And what do they say to Moshe? Pasig Yud Aleph. Hamibli ain't Kivarim Mitzrayim. What, there are not enough graves in Egypt? Right? It's almost like, what? You know, at that moment of tension, they turn to Moshe, oh, you took us out here, what, they know not enough, again, it's a pasuk. Hamibli ain't Kivarim Mitzrayim Lekhatol Amus Bamidbar. There were not enough grave sites in Egypt, you had to bring us out here? So Sham Shavar Hirsch comments in 52 on that pasuk, Perek Yedal, Shmos, Pasuk Yed Aleph. Perish, okay? Ironia chad, sharp irony, he writes. You know, this is ironic. It's an ironic comment. Afilo berega shel pachad b'yish. You know, she'ein amalam, at a moment of great fright and you're giving up hope. I mean, it's a disaster pending. Mitzayenes is chush ha-humor. The humor comes out. Shitruna ofiana shel shevet Yaakov. He said there's a Jewish trait. There you see it. The Jewish trait is always to make, oh, I see the not enough graves in Egypt, right? He said this goes back to the Torah itself. This idea of humor and ironies, again, sometimes perhaps diffusing a very, very difficult situation. So I'd just like to show you a few examples from Gemara's, random example I did in the order of Gemara's, and then many others I'm sure you can think of, just to show you to go through this quickly. The Gemara says in Brachas, okay, and Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph, the Gemara says, I'll say the story outside, we'll save time, but you can read the Gemara's, right? There was a certain snake or serpent that was terrorizing a town, okay? And finally, they came to Bichlin Ben Dosa. So he said, show me where the snake's lair, his hole is, you know. And somehow he was able to kill the snake. You can read the Rashi's of some mace happened, he killed the snake. So after, and he came to the Beis Medrash. Look at the second line 15. Not lock safe. He took that dead snake to the Beis Medrash. It's not the snake that kills, it's the Avera that kills. They don't die because they deserved. Okay, that's not the message. But we also show what people say. Woe is to a person who comes upon a serpent like that. And oilo la arod shapaga b'chil medosa, and woe is to a serpent who comes upon b'chil medosa. Right, it's a pun, like a joke, you know. And woe is to a serpent that comes upon b'chil medosa. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, which again self deprecation, which is also part of humor. The Gemara in Shabbos Kufiyud Beis Amud Aleph 55, right, the famous Gemara. Amar b'zer, Amar Rabba b'zmuna, im rishonim b'nei malachim. Anu b'nei anashim. If the people who came before us were like angels, we're like human beings. Im rishonim b'nei anashim. The people before us were human beings. Anu kachamor, we're like donkeys, or whatever other word you can think of, chamor, right? But not just any donkey, right? Not just any donkey, not like the donkey of Rav Chanan ben Dosa or Pinchas ben Yair, but like other donkeys. It's a self-deprecation. We're like donkey. We're not even like the donkey. And then I filled in the kehu. What's with the chamor of Pinchas ben Yair? Rashi explains over there in Shabbos. Take a look in Chulin Dav Zayin and in Tanis Dav Chav Dalet. So in Chulin and Dav Zayin, the Gemara records that Pinchas ben Yair remember had a chamor that when the donkey wouldn't eat when they fed him straw in an inn, he wouldn't eat because no tumas and mices weren't taken from him. So from donkey. So we say when we're like a bunch of donkeys, okay, we're not even like the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair. As far as Bechina Mendoza, there's a Gemara in Chulin with a similar Gemara that also the donkey wouldn't eat. But the problem is, what Kibega points out, that was not Rabbi Chanan ben Dosa's Gemara. A donkey was somebody else. So he quotes something in Ovis of Nosan, but his donkey wouldn't go back with somebody else's belongings on it. Okay, again, you can read through this if you want the donkeys. But I'm saying the self-deprecation. Okay, the self-deprecation is also a form of humor, and sometimes that makes you feel better. We're not like donkey. We're not even like the donkeys of you know of some of the great of the great Tanoim. Another interesting Gemara. I'm talking about pun. We find a pun in the Gemara. One of the places we find puns is they say that somebody once asked Rabbi Arya Kaplan, Zichron Avrocha, they asked him, Rabbi, are there any jokes in the Talmud? And he says, yes, but they're all old. Okay, so here's one of them. Here's one of the puns. The Gemara said there is a pasuk in, there was a Nevi'ah, a female prophet, the prophet is named Chulda HaNevi'ah. Right there, I quoted a pasuk in Melachim Beis, Parakof Beis, pasuk Yadalad, Vayelech Hilkiyah, Akon, etc., El Chulda HaNevi'ah. They went to Chulda HaNevi'ah. Okay. So the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tesam, is talking about searching for chametz. Those who finished with Daf Yom, remember, right? They're searching for chametz. So we're afraid in the olden days, people, they had the weasels, Chulda's a weasel. So I'm not sure why they named the daughter, these people named the daughter Chulda, but okay, Chulda's also a weasel. So the, you know, a small rodent type of thing. So sometimes people had around the house and were afraid that after you search for your chametz, you put the chametz away, but the rodent will bring it to a different room and you'll have searched there and you won't know that it's there and so on. So the Gemara distinguishes between whether you search for the chametz on the 13th of Adar, Nisan, okay, or earlier, or it's the 14th of Nisan. The 13th of Nisan, we're worried the Chulda may take it somewhere else, but not on the 14th of Nisan, okay? The Gemara asks with the last line of 63, Amar Rava, v'chi chulda nevi'ahi. You mean the weasel knows whether it's the 13th of Nisan or the 14th of Nisan? How's the weasel going to know? But that's obviously a pun, v'chi chulda nevi'ahi, right? They're referring to chulda nevi'ah. So you see that in the Gemara itself. Another interesting story, Rosh Hashanah Chav Tesma Bay 65, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos. It was a question, we're going to blow shofar. We know they did in Yerushalayim, but what about in Yavne and other places? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to the B'nai B'Seira, the other Talmid Chacham at the time, let's blow shofar. They said, no, 1 second, neither. Let's sit and discuss it. It's not so pushed. Maybe it's only dinner in Yerushalayim, the Mikdash and so on. Let's discuss it. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, look, it's late. Let's first blow the shofar, then we'll discuss it. Okay, so good. They blew the shofar. And then they came back. Okay, now let's talk about it. He said, what do you mean? We blew already. What's to talk about? Right? And it was just, outwitting somebody or getting what he wanted. That's what he did. Okay, there's a Gemara in Adarim. Nun Amud Beis, going over to Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara said that Rebbe, Rebbe Yudanus, was very serious. And he thought, Yomud Mechayach Be Rebbe Achya, Asya Puranas Olam. If Rebbe ever jokes around, it's going to, the whole Puranas and tragedy is going to come to the world. Bar Kapora, who was his, a colleague of his, tried to make him laugh. And so Rebbe didn't want to. So he promised Bar Kapora, if you leave me alone, don't make me laugh. I'll give you 40 saw of chit, of wheat, and so on and so forth. So Gemara tells the whole story that Bar Kapora, he took a big basket and he pitched it with tar and he put it on top of his head and he came into Rebbe and he said, I'm here to collect my wheat and so on. Again, I'm oversimplifying. You can read the sources yourself. look in Rashi, you know, that explains what happened. I'm coming here to collect my wheat. And the Rebbe laughed because it looked ridiculous, maybe. Okay, that's what the Ran in the Dharma on the page, in Aleph and Aleph says, the last one in 69, Chitim Darshina shall be seen. Be dichusa kama. He said it as a joke. He did this whole thing as a joke. So he liked to try and crack Rebbe up. He was a little bit the lighter kind of person who made jokes. And the Rebbe Bachir in the Kara Kemach, and the Kara Kemach is like a Torah encyclopedia, I think that's what they call it in English, in the entry on Simcha, the Kara Kemach writes that Bar Kapora felt that the Rebbe should lighten up a little bit. Bar Kapora was a bit of a joker, I guess. He had a good sense of humor. So he tried to get him to laugh, and he felt that that'll help make Rebbe better. It'll help his personality and so on and so forth. And if you look at four lines down of 70, V'niriki Bar Kapora, Yorogu B'kach, Shom Nisameach Rabbeinu HaKadosh B'dvorm, V'yisak Kavonos Bar Kapora L'Shamayim, K'dei Sh'yismach Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Sh'agorol V'chashuk HaMelech, V'mitoch HaSimcha, Tibonim is okay in Torah. He's called in Torah, so right, it's even better. I'll cheer him up. And Rebbe was not interested in that. Rebbe was more rigid in his conduct. Okay, so that's another Gemara about joking. Here's an interesting Gemara. The very end of Sota talks about when Rebbe died. Daf Mem Tesmah Beis. Very end of Maseches Sota. The famous Gemara Mishameis Rebbe. When Rebbe died, the Gemara says Botla Anavas Yiras Chet. There was no more humility or fear of chet in the world. Okay, in other words, the Rebbe was the last who had those character traits. So Amalei Rav Yosef. Don't say there's no more humility. I'm still here. Right? That's right. What do you mean there's no more humility after Rebbe died? What about me? Right? So I mean, the question, what exactly did he mean by that? Okay, but it sounds very strange. There's no more humility. What about me? I'm humble. Right?
I guess you're a spate, okay.
But that's somebody else. But the truth is, if you look in the Chumash, okay, who was the most humble person ever? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. And who wrote in the Torah that he was the most humble person ever? Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The pasuk says in the Balos Perek Yud Beis Vayera pasuk Gimel, Vayish Moshe Anav Maod. Okay, Moshe was the most humble person. We call Moshe Rabbeinu. He wrote that down himself. So there are different definitions of what's meant by humble. That I just, for the sake of completion, the Nitziv and Hamik Dover there in Balos Perek Yud Beis pasuk Gimel says Anava means that you're not machped and you're covered. It doesn't mean you think you're a nobody. It means you're not machped and you're covered. And if people bother you, so that's what Rabbi Yosef meant. Okay, but again, it's an interesting Gemara nonetheless. It sounds funny to read. Don't tell me there's no more humble people. What about me? Interesting Gemara in Bava Kamma, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Hanan Bisha, the wicked Hanan, the wise guy Hanan, once punched a person in the ear, he damaged his ear, so they came before Rav Huna, right? This is in Bava Kamma, about in the Zikin. Amalei Zil Havle Palga de Zuza, give him a half a zuz. You have to pay the guy who damaged his ear, you have to pay him a half a zuz. So this Hanan had a half a zuz, he had a whole zuz, but the coin, it wasn't like today that they were minted perfectly from the machine. You know, they were said the coin was a little bit defective. Okay, how about a zuz mako? Rashi says, Pchusa Turoso. It was defective a little bit in its shape. And he couldn't get anybody to give him change for that zuz. He only wanted to pay the guy half a zuz. So what does he do? Boy, listen, I mean, probably don't want to give him half a zuz. So the Gemara says, Tokel Achrina Behavelani. He goes, he punched the guy in the other ear and now gave him a full zuz. Right? He couldn't get change of the zuz. Rav Huna fined him a half a zuz for punching him in the ear. So now he punched him in the other ear and gave him the full zuz. Okay, wise guy. So again, you have these types of stories that appear from time to time in the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara has in Avodah Zarah Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. Okay, the Gemara says, "Amar Rebbe, Ein Adam Lomay Torah L'Makom Shiba Chafetz." Shenemar Pasuk and Tilim keeps seeing Mesoros Hashem Cheftzo. Right, people only learn what they want to learn, what their heart really desires to learn. So Gemara tells a story that one time Levi and Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe were learning the Kopaski Sidra. They finished the Sidra, whatever they were learning, or Salki Sif Safra. They finished Rashi Hashem. Parsha Shomika, whatever they finished learning, whatever they were learning. So Levi Omar Leisilon Mishle, let's study some Mishle now. And the other Reb Shimon Rebbe said, no, I want to do Tilim. Reb Shimon Rebbe is higher ranking, so they forced Levi to accept that we'll do Tilim. So they started Tilim from the beginning. Look back and say, what's the opening pasuk in Tilim? Ki Misaros Hashem Chavtzo Visaros Yagia Molaila. So what does that mean? Rebbe Omar, pasuk Rebbe Omar, Ain Adam Lomay Torah, Malcolm Shiva Chavitz. You only learn what your heart wants to learn. So said Levi, Omar Levi, Rebbe Nasatel Shuzan. That's my cue to leave. Right? I didn't want to do Tilim. I wanted to do Mishlei. So you tell me the Pasuk Tilim says a person only going to learn what he wants to learn. That's my cue to leave. So again, another interesting, sort of humorous passage in the Gemara. There's a Medrash. The beginning of Chayasar, we know that Chayasar, it says, she lived for Mea Shana V'Esim Shana V'Shev Hashem. Lived 127 years. The first Pasuk Megillas Esther, 81. First Pasuk Megillas Esther. How many provinces that Achashverosh ruled over also. Sheva v'esem me'avid, 127. So the Medrash in Esther Rabbah, Parsha Aleph, Oschez says, 82, Rabbi Akiva ha'ayosh v'dorish. Rabbi Akiva was giving a shir, v'nisnamnemu ha'tamidim. Okay, this is a passage that makes every Rebbe and Magid Shir feel good. Okay, the Tamidim began to doze off. Okay, so there, I should feel bad some of those off in my shir. What do you mean? Even Rabbi Akiva's Talmid even did. Okay, anyway, so he wanted to wake them up. So what did he do? He said, what's the connection between Sarah living 127 years and Esther ruling over, ultimately ruling over 127 provinces? That woke him up. Oh, what? How can you? And then he gave his shot. But again, he woke the Talmidim up with something which was a little lighter in context. I remember this. I can remember myself when I was in the Rav Shir of Salvation Shir, you know, so he would say the Shir. But then when he would tell a story, I still remember, he said, I remember I once heard, I remember father once told me, then you, right? Then everyone should stop talking. You know, when it was given the shear, okay, you know, I'm not the people talking, but when he's telling a story, oh, wait a minute, everyone wants to hear the story, shush up, everybody, you know. Okay, that's what happened here to the Akiva. Ibn Ezra, who was a sharp-tongued person, let's look at this. There's a pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim in 83. Shmos Parakof Aleph, pasuk Lamed, hey, V'chi Yigov Shor Isha Shor Evameis. One shore. If one person's shore gores his friend's shore, so you have to pay the first three times. Half a nezek, chatzi nezek, and so on, we know, right? You have to pay for the damages. So the pasuk says shor ish as shorei eyo, which means Ibn Ezra proves it grammatically. Shor ish, okay, the shore of one person gores the shore of his friend, the other person, right? The rei eyo refers to the person, his friend. So Ibn Ezra there in 84 quotes on that pasuk. Parakav halav pasuk lamed hein shmos. Amar ben Zuta, who's one of the carrots, I think, he felt that when his word rei eyo was going on the shore. When a shore, ki gof shore ish, a shore eo, the shore gored his friend, the other shore. Not the shore of his friend, but the shore, his friend, the ox gored his friend, the other ox. Okay? So Ibn Ezra demonstrates that's not correct in Hebrew grammar. And furthermore, he said, we don't speak of animals having friends. Right? The animal doesn't have any friends. So Ibn Ezra writes, the ein l'shore rea rak ben zuta levado. Only ben zuta, he's a friend of an ox. Okay? Right? The ox, animals don't have friends, but ben zuta, you know, that's how he describes this, you know, this carrot. The Maharit in the Tshuva Chelek Yeridei Simon Chelek Bei Chelek Yeridei Simon Tez Zayim, they say, quotes of Yitzhak Abuhav, one of the great philosophers and so on, Menorah Hamor, you know, he was in Portugal. The Jews were kicked out of Portugal not long after kicked out of Spain. Okay? And so Maria Abuhav, he lost one of his eyes. He was, one of his eyes was taken out. So it says he was once walking with some of his, three of his colleagues and so on, and they sat down on a rock, okay? And one of them said, can I make a joke or something like that? And he said, okay. So he quotes the Pasuk in Zechariah in 86, which we laid on Shabbos Chanukah. Paragimel Pasuk says, Kinea Evan Asher Asatim Yeshua Al Evan Achas Shiva Einayim. On one stone, there were seven eyes. It was three people and Rabbi Yitzchak Abuhav, but he had only one eye. So together, there are only seven eyes on this one stone. Okay, again, another pun. Okay? And one, two last things before we finish up on these puns. You know, the Pasuk says in Koheles, Paragimel Pasuk Aleph, Lekolzman, Ve'esel Chachev, Tachas Shemayim, right? All the aces. Okay? And, you know, Ace Lales, Ace Lamus, Ace Lapas, Ace Lakornatua, Ace Luke, you know, all the aces. So the Malbim, was told, was once, you know, he used to fight with the Maskilim and the Reform. So the, once he had to go as the rabbi of the town to listen to a certain Maskil give a drosha. So afterwards, they asked the Malbim if he liked the drosha. So he said, I learned from him a pshat and a pasuk in Koheles. They were puzzled. He didn't say anything about Koheles. He didn't talk about Koheles. What did you learn? So he said, you know, I have all these aces. Look at the last one in Ches. Ace lehov, ace lesno. Time to love and a time to hate. Or Ace Muhammad Ace Shalom, time for war and time for peace. You know, all of them are extremes, but there's something in the middle, right? You don't love the person, you don't hate him, right? It's not war, but it's not peace, right? They're usually everything has things in the middle, right? Ace of letters, Ace of time to be born and time to die, but there's stuff in the middle too, right? He said, but I don't understand. The one of them in the end of Pasuk Zion is Ace Lachashos, the Ace Ladaber, the time to be silent and the time to speak. So he said, what's in the middle? Either you're silent or you're speaking. It's not. So he said, I learned from this Magid Shir. He wasn't silent, but he didn't say anything. That's what I learned from the post. It's something in the middle. He wasn't quiet, but he didn't say anything. Okay. And I heard once from, I'll mention he just passed away, Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, he spoke in Tinek once. He was speaking to a group of Musmachim, right before the Chag of Smicha, about to get Smicha. So he reminded them and us, okay, what is the first, he asked, what's the first word that we ever find a Jew saying to a rabbi? What's the first words in the entire Torah that a Jew says to a Rav? Gotta think a bit. So he says, it's in the Parsha Shmos in Perek Beis, okay, when the two guys say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomer, Mi samcha le'isar v'shofet aleinu? Who put you in charge? Because that you have to bear in mind. That's the first thing that Balabatim said to a Rav. Who put you in charge? Right? So he reminded, he urged the Talmidim to bear that in mind. All right, just to finish up, it's nice to talk about cute puns and irony and so on, and we see the value of it. But the Gemara does say, the Pasuk says in Shir Malas, so we know from Shabbos and Yom Tov before benching, Parakuf Chavav, Share Mal Shiva Shem Shiva Sina Khomim Pasik Bez Oz Yimalis Chok Pino Shalin Arena. Then our mouths will be filled with laughter. So the Gemara says in Brokas Lamad Aleph Mad Aleph 90 Omar Yochan Mishum Mishum Yochai Osula Odom Shimalis Chok Pibolamazet. A person should not fully be joyous in this world because the Pasik says Oz Yimalis back then, down, not back then, I mean in the future. Then will be, you know, when everybody realizes Higal Hashem Lasim Ela, even the Goyim will understand Oz Yimalis Goyim. Hashem is great and so on, then we can be joyous, but not now. And it says, they said about Reish Lakish that he didn't ever laugh fully after he heard this from Yochanan. Now, there's a discussion in Rishonim, what does this mean? The Ramban, Taurus Adam, 91, Shara Ova, you know, Rishonim writes, quotes it more, means in Golis, after the Churban, after the Beis HaMikdash, we can't be fully happy. That's the summary Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rift there in Brachas, Chof Alef Mad Alef on the page of the Rift going over to Chof Alef Beis. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, he quotes that pshat, but he thinks it means all the time, because the Gemara's Lashon is, also other Shmalas Chok people, it's nothing to do with the Churban of Beis HaMikdash. It's even not, even at times of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Because in this world, a person shouldn't be fully joyous and so on and so forth. It's not, everything is incomplete. He thinks that it's even in this world. The Rambam, Hilchos Deis, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, writes 93. Lo Yehe, what does this mean? How does it fit in with everything we said if you're not supposed to be so happy and joyous? So the Rambam writes, Hilchos Deis, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, 93. Don't be too much. Don't be too much of a joker, too much of a clown. Okay? It doesn't quote this Gemara, but you should be cheerful, but don't be too much. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchus, the end of Hilchus Tishabav, Aruch Chaim Sin Tov Kuf Samach Sif Hei, brings in Pasuk, in Sif Hei, also La Adam Shemala Piv Schok Balam Azad, that's all he says. The Mishabura says, because in Sif Kotten Chav, Shasimcha Yisera Meshakech HaMitzah, too much jocularity, well, you know, we're not good for you. But he says, it's okay, simcha shel mitzvah, but even there, chas and apurim, don't go too far. And that's how Aruch Shulchan says even more clearly there in Simcha Tov Kuf Samach on the back page in Sif Ches 96. Leads to bad things and so on. That's even when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. But he says, but that's when it takes over too much. Ava schok ba'alma, a little bit of joking around, they're right, is okay. Okay, Reb Tzadok also, in the Tzikas HaTzadok, Os Reish Samach, and you know, again, from the Chassidish world, he says also, it means leitzonos and kalas rosh without any positive intent. But that you shouldn't do. But some leitzonos is okay. In fact, the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Chafayim Beis, 98, Omer Ben Nachman, kol leitzonusa asira bar leitzonusa avodah zara, the Shari. You can always make fun of avodah zara. That leitzonos is always allowed. Okay, now the Gemara says in Sota, Mem Beis Menav will finish up. Okay. Yeah, Rav Hutnis, some of the Jackie's Purim, Hutnis in the Pachad Yitzchok finds Amalek, the very first piece in the Pachad Yitzchok on Purim. Talks about Amalek being leitzonos. Yeah, he tries to figure out, based on the Rabbeinu Yonah, I think, tries to figure out why Amalek, we don't usually associate with leitzonos. Yeah, someone wants to read that. I believe, am I correct? It's the first piece in the Pachad Yitzchok on Purim. Yeah, anyway, the Gemara says in Sota, Men Beis Amalek, Amar B'Yirmei, but Arba Kitos, Ein Mekabos Pnei Shechina. There are four groups who don't get to greet the Shechina. Kas Leitzim. Okay, the letzim, the clowns, kas chanifim, people who flatter falsely, kas shakaron, the liars, misapir loshen har, okay, not in good company. Okay, and the Gemara says in Nida, Dabchav Gimel Aleph, 100, Omer Achav Yaakov, Ad kana vi Rabbi Yirmiya lebzera ledegicho velogachi. Rabbi Yirmiya always tried to bring Rabbi Zera to laugh, and he wouldn't. Okay, he wouldn't. And Rashi says, though, the Rabbi Zera machmir tvei. He was very machmir on this particular din. Okay, and again, there are different personalities and different people, and what's funny to some is not funny to others. Again, a little bit of humor is allowed. In fact, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Paragimel, Mishnah Yud, Reb Dos Ben Hercules Omer, there's certain things that bring a person out of this world, or ruin a person in the world, and one of them is Sichas Yeladim, childlike talk. So the Yochanan Boaz, the Tiferes Yisrael, Yochanan, not Mishnah, Mishnah Yud, writes in O Samach Dalad, these are things which have some purpose, but not when it's overdone. So you look at Samach Zion, Sichas Yelod, who mashal is chok, v'yitzlus, you know, silliness. Mi'uta yafe, a little bit is good. Lahav legul sameach hanefesh, to cheer people up, as we discussed this evening. But it should be with the right kinds of people who understand what the purpose of the batchanas is, and so on and so forth. And he said the same thing about, you know, Shivas batei knesses shalar. It's a little bit, okay, you can associate, but that shouldn't be your role models and so on. In any event, I think Ayotzim Yidvarenu is that it's okay and it's good. There's a place for humor and it's a place for laughter, and adarab, it can cheer a person up, it can diffuse situations, it can Depends which branch of the Muslim movement. Some were more accepting of it. And again, it's different personalities. But Lemaisa, some humor and lightheadedness sometimes can be very, very beneficial to a person. I said earlier, to make fun of things that deserve to make made fun of, mention Avodah Zarah, or to diffuse sometimes tense situations. People having a big argument, someone makes a joke, everybody laughs, and it diffuses the situation. We've all probably participated in such situations, and it can bring a person to a good frame of mind for learning purposes. So it just ended. The Jewish people, right? The Yitzchak was called Yitzchak, laugh. And a pasuk says in Vayir, in Parakaf Aleph Reish, the pasuk base, Ki Yitzchak Yikarach Lazara, right? The Jewish people, your descendants, Avram Yitzchak, will be people who laugh. Okay, I mean, I have to speak now about the role of Jews in comedy and so on and so forth. And people say that the Jews are always involved in comedy, and it's not my issue now. There's not a class in sociology or whatever, but Jews involved because they were persecuted all the time. It was the only way they survived. Okay, the only way they survived. I mean, I remember hearing. The comedian Robin Williams, who was not Jewish, okay, but after he died, so they had some stuff on him. So he was apparently interviewed in Germany on German radio about one of his movies and so on. And so the German person asked him, "We Germans aren't really known that much for a sense of humor." And so he responded as only he would, and that's you guys killed all the funny people, okay? But Lemaisa, the Jews have been known for having good sense of humor, involved in comedy, and maybe that's why, But it goes back, I think, to Rabbi Shem Shafar Hirsch, right? From the very beginning, the first time they speak back, because the nation is what? There are not enough graves in Egypt. You got to bring us out over here. So sometimes that can diffuse a situation. Sometimes it can help a person, and again, not overdone. And we have to remember that we're not in the Olam Habo yet, and we're still in the Golos, according to those we've shown, we'll learn that's what the Gemara means, and not, as Rav Soloveitchik said, they can have a milsa b'dichusa at the beginning, but not that the whole shir should be a b'dichusa. Not the whole the whole shir should be a joke. That you can't have either. You have to have everything in its right place and everything in moderation. Okay, a good tavach. Wish everybody a good week, and we'll stop over here.